Welcome again. It's The Good Stuff, Mike and Kim. Glad to be along with you here. Kim, got anything picked out for today's Good Stuff program?
I do. I have a piece coming up called Still Knows Who She Is.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding area. The fall colors are going to be changing in the Niobrara Valley in the month of September, so it's still time to get a nice kayak trip or a tube trip down the Niobrara River. Or check things out at Merritt Reservoir. Catfishing tournament this past weekend turned in about 60-plus pounds of catfish for the winning team. So, in fact, a lot of them. Anyway, check that out at visitvalentine.com for more information about the area.
That's a lot of fish. Local, national, and international livestock industry news. Where are you going to go to find the best, most reliable source? Well, it's Tri-State Livestock News. Check them out. Go to tsln.com to get your subscription coming now. Also included in the subscription, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Subscribe now, tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
All righty, let's go ahead and share that, Kim.
I don't see an author for this, but it begins as such. It was a busy morning about 8:30 when an elderly gentleman in his 80s arrived to have stitches removed from his thumb. He said he was in a hurry as he had an appointment at 9 a.m. I took his vital signs and had him take a seat, knowing it would be over an hour before someone would be able to see him. I saw him looking at his watch and decided since I was not busy with another patient, I would evaluate his wound. On exam, it was well healed, so I talked to one of the doctors, got the needed supplies to remove his sutures and redress his wound. While taking care of his wound, I asked him if he had another doctor's appointment this morning, as he was in such a hurry. The gentleman told me no, that he needed to get to the nursing home to eat breakfast with his wife. I inquired as to her health. He told me that she had been there for a while, as she is a victim of Alzheimer's disease. As we talked, I asked if she would be upset if he was a bit late. He replied that she no longer knew who he was, that she had not recognized him in 5 years now. I was surprised and asked, "And you're still going every morning, even though she doesn't know who you are?" He smiled as he patted my hand and he said, "She doesn't know me, but I still know her." I had to hold back the tears as he left. I had goosebumps on my arm and thought, that is the kind of love I want in my life. True love is neither physical nor romantic. True love is an acceptance of all that is, has been, will be, and will not be.
So, you know when you buy a bag of salad and then it gets all brown and soggy?
Yeah.
Do you know that cookies don't do that? Just thought I'd let you
know
that.
Good tip.
I was a 60s kid. We knew our neighbors and didn't need to lock our doors at night. There were real service stations. When we called a business, someone actually answered the phone. Technology meant getting good TV reception. Kids played with each other safely from sunup to sundown. I could play just about anywhere I wanted to without supervision. Playgrounds were safe and neighborhoods were safe. There were no play dates. We just knocked on each other's doors. I grew up believing superheroes were my dad and my older brothers. Music was great, and love songs were actually about love. At school, I had any program I wanted. Sports, music, and no activity was ever dropped due to a lack of funding. Above all, I respected my parents, teachers, and elders. Just something that I found the other day, and I thought maybe we would share that today for you. Any other words of wisdom for the program today, Kim?
Absolutely. We've got lots of wisdom to share, mostly other people's.
True.
Here's some heart-to-heart for you. Practice makes perfect, except when it comes to getting up in the morning.
Good.
With proper care, the human body will last a lifetime. Think about that one.
Yep, little play on words.
Yeah, the man who gets ahead is the one who does more than is necessary. The penalty for bigamy is 2 mother-in-laws.
Uh-oh.
And how about this one? People who talk like walking encyclopedias should remember that reference books rarely circulate.
Oh, that's true.
And absence makes the heart go wander. Ooh. How about some people look for divine guidance in the Ten Commandments, but most are looking for loopholes.
And that's the good stuff